been in a place so dark you couldn't feel the light. Reaching for you through that stormy cloud. Now here we are gathered in our little hometown. This can't be the way you meant to draw a crowd. Oh, I, that's what I keep asking. Was there anything I could have said or done? Oh, I had no clue you were masking a troubled soul. God only knows what went wrong and why you leave the stage in the middle of a song.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, May 30th, 2017 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Now, I'll tell you a little bit about that music in a little bit, folks, but before I get into tonight's topic, I went into my website last night, and I found a documentary on the face page that my webmaster, Brian, posted on Chip Tatum, and evidently he forgot to inform me. And if you recall, I was going to do a show on Chip Tatum last week, and I lost the link, so I did the substitute show. So the interview with Chip Tatum is up there. I didn't do the interview, but if you want to go into my site, theamericanawakening.org, at your leisure, and watch Chip's interview, by all means do so. Also, the chat room. You can go in there and join Mer and a few other people if you like. Now, folks, I also wanted to tell you that I took the initiative today and I called the Eugene, Oregon Federal Court, and I found that Tom Lacovara is scheduled for a, quote, status conference on June the 19th. Now, if we recall, by the way, he has a trial scheduled for July 11th. Now, again, if we recall, the last we heard, his trial was scheduled for May 15th. And then I didn't lose touch with Eric, but Eric lost touch with everybody else involved. So from what all of us at RBN knew, his trial was going to begin May the 15th. And again, if you recall, I had predicted back in April on the air that they would postpone it. Now, I don't want to toot my horn, but I was right. They did just that. And I would say again, it is entirely possible that in this status hearing, by the way, happening 4 days after the deadline for a speedy trial, which is 6 months, and that, of course, is if Tom didn't waive his right to a speedy trial, his attorney could motion for a dismissal. Now, since they do have a trial scheduled for July 11th, it is possible Tom did waive his right to a speedy trial. With that, folks, I don't know. The only thing that I did get from the nice lady I spoke to today at the court, he indeed does have a status hearing. What that means is anybody's guess. Again, that's 4 days after his right to a speedy trial has expired. So it is possible that they may dismiss it like I predicted that they probably would. Now, let's get into this intro music. That is music that is taken from a song about a person that loses a son. It preempts a trip down memory lane here, and I think it's important to be reminded of the intensity of this judicial decision that was made just before Labor Day, deliberately, I might add, I believe. So it's important to be reminded of the intensity of this decision, along with this lady's journey, the agony, the frustration, the emotional impact the family members of the four souls and others still to this day suffering from this tragic and preventable event of the four Americans that perished in the Benghazi attack. Now, I'm going to start with this, and I want you to hear this lady's frustration. I want you to put yourself in her position And just imagine what you would do. This is Patricia Smith talking about the loss of her son, Sean Smith, in Benghazi in an interview with Neil Cavuto. Go ahead, Mike. Play that first clip.
Welcome, everybody. I'm Neil Cavuto. And after 118 congressional hearings, 23 House and Senate reports, 16 months after the attack, an untold number of dollars spent, still no one fired. Still no clear answers. Still so many questions. And Patricia Smith is just looking for answers. You see, her son Sean was killed in that attack. Patricia, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
All those hearings, Patricia, we haven't gotten any clear answers. What do you think?
Well, we've asked all the questions. They're just not doing any of the answers, and they're letting it go by the way it is. They don't care.
Do you think that this went very high up, that there was a deliberate lack of clear oversight, and they just botched it? They're just not admitting it.
That could be. I don't know the reasons behind it. You guys are probably the ones that should find out. I do know that they asked for help. They did not receive help. I would like to know the reason why they didn't get help. What is the reasoning behind that? There's got to be a reason why no help was sent after 8 requests. And then the only person that could answer this is Hillary. And she won't talk. And nobody will make her. And then she's going to run for president. Whoopee.
What do you think of that?
Well, I do not want her to be president. She makes terrible decisions. And until she can come up and explain why she did what she did and apologize for it and have somebody be responsible, claim responsibility for it, I won't be happy. My son is dead.
Patricia, she said a year ago today, what difference does it make? In other words, at this point, rehashing all of this and what happened, the whole details behind this tragedy, what difference does it make? What do you say
to
that?
Well, it makes a big difference, but not to her, obviously. It's if it was her child, she would find out. I'm just totally frustrated because everything I say is turned around. It is not answered. I'm not getting any answers. It's been a year, and I'm not getting answers. I get told ridiculous things by the administration that I don't know. I'm just frustrated, very frustrated. My son is dead, and the government doesn't care. And it does make a difference.
Patricia, do you think that... I know in one of the hearings that you had said that you were concerned that if we don't get to the bottom of this, it could and likely will happen again. Others have echoed that view. What is your biggest fear? That if we do not get to the bottom of this, and everyone says everyone's playing politics with this, the Democrats for ignoring it, Republicans for wanting to get to the bottom of it, whatever, that it will happen again. What do you think?
Absolutely. It's probably been happening all along and nobody's paid any attention to it because what difference does it make? I hear of all kinds of people getting killed and murdered and molested and everything out there in the other, in the Arabian lands and all those lands over there. I hear about all those people getting killed and murdered and chopped up and everything. And my son was there trying to do something for what the government wanted. He was there, he was doing his job, and he got killed. He was with the ambassador. He was the only one with the ambassador when all this started. I don't know why he was the only one with the ambassador. I don't know why they were together. But they were together doing their job, and somebody ought to tell Hillary, who was supposedly the boss, that it does make a difference.
Did that ever get explained? Because I wondered too, Patricia, that whether your son had been assigned to the ambassador on prior occasions or it was just on that fateful night. But it was never really answered as to how he ended up essentially alone with the ambassador in the middle of all this.
I don't know the reason.
Okay, Mike, that's enough.
So,
nobody told me.
Okay, folks, I'm not going to bore you with the rest of it, but I want to recap it a little bit. 118 congressional hearings, 23 House and Senate reports. Now, this interview that Neil Cavuto did with Patricia was 16 months after the attack. And now we are years, 5 years after the attack, millions of taxpayer dollars spent, no one is fired, no one is convicted or prosecuted, no logical answers, still a myriad of questions. And yes, the press, the mainstream press, are the people that should be the ones, if they are indeed reporters, okay, investigative journalists, if you will, they're the ones that should be finding out. But they don't, because they're in collusion. The people that are looking for answers, the people that really are doing their due diligence, all these great investigators, and I've just watched a few of them today, are all on the internet, and they're all doing this without pay, because they're dedicated, and we want the truth. Only the new media, us, actually is digging for the answers. As Patricia said, Hillary won't talk, never has, and nobody will make her. She comes out with the absolutely absurd statement of, at this point, what difference does it make? Well, it obviously makes no difference to her, or the rest of that administration, for that matter. Patricia's questions are turned around. She gets ridiculous answers by the administration. And at that time, it had been a year or 16 months. Now it's been many years, and still the same thing. No answers. Go ahead, Mike. Play that second clip.
You know, look, I feel a great deal of sympathy for the families of the four brave Americans that we lost at Benghazi. And I certainly can't even imagine the grief that she has for losing her son. But she's wrong. She's absolutely wrong.
On Sunday, Mrs. Clinton again accused Mrs. Smith of lying.
My heart goes out to both of them. Losing a child under any circumstances, especially in this case, I understand the grief and the incredible sense of loss that can motivate that. As other members of families who lost loved ones have said, that's not what they heard. I don't hold any ill feeling for someone who in that moment may not fully recall everything that was or wasn't said.
And it's not just Patricia Smith. Tyrone Woods' father also said Hillary lied.
I gave Hillary a hug and shook her hand, and she said, we are going to have the filmmaker arrested who was responsible for the death of my son. She made this statement not only to me, but to other family members. Also, a half hour after this happened, when they had the casket ceremony, she also lied to the American public because she said, and these are her words as best as I can recall, rage was directed at American embassies as a result of that awful video that we were not responsible for.
We've seen rage and violence directed at American embassies over an awful internet video that we had nothing to do with.
So she said basically the same thing in private to the families that were grieving, and then a half hour later, she said basically the same thing as far as causation to the American public.
So, Hillary, who is it
now,
that's lying?
Okay, folks, Hillary says she may not fully recall everything that was or wasn't said. Really? It was on video. It was in a press conference. How could you not recall what was said, Hillary? Come on. And Tyrone Woods also confirmed that Hillary lied, or Mr. Woods. He said, I gave Hillary a hug and shook her hand. And she said, we are going to have the filmmaker arrested who was responsible for the death of my son, or for your son, I'm sorry. And at the casket ceremony, she lied to the American people, and you just heard it, folks. Rage was directed at American embassies as a result of that awful video that we were not responsible for. That statement came out a half an hour after Mr. Woods had hugged her, and she told him the same thing as she told Patricia. She lied to the families in private, And a half hour later, she lied to us, the American people, in public. And she claims that she may not fully recall everything that was or wasn't said. Isn't that typical Hillary Clinton? Now, let's shift gears and go a step further. And this is where it really, this is where I start to get really incensed, folks, because here's a clip of Patricia Smith being interviewed by Megyn, the prostitute Kelly, before she left Fox News, talking about the movie that was made about Benghazi. So go ahead, Mike, and play that one.
Real guys, you know, Tonto and Oz and Tig telling Michael Bay, this is how it was done, this is how it went down.
Actually, it was Oz, I believe, we were talking after the premiere, and he was saying when Michael Bay was signed on for the movie, he essentially said, if you don't get this right, I'll be waterboarding you, essentially, you know, only slightly
Oz,
just on
who was very close with Ty,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we have a picture of him visiting Ty's grave. I mean, his death took its toll mm-hmm. on you and on the men who served with him. This is that picture here. We interviewed Oz and the other two guys not long ago. I want to ask Pat, because I know you were there, and my heart goes out to you as a mother. I know how difficult it must have been for you, and you were not able to stay throughout the whole movie.
I left as soon as Sean came on screen, or the person that portrayed him. I couldn't handle it. Hillary's a liar. I know what she told me.
Oh, Pat. I know it must be so hard. So many people want to put this behind them and say, Hillary sat there and she testified. She testified for her own 13 hours, and they say it's done. They say there's no story about Benghazi, and that she did everything she could do through the fog of war, and she came right out and said she is not lying, suggesting you are the one who is lying about what happened at that Air Force base.
Bull feathers! That's just plain old bull. I know what she said, and not only did she say it, but Obama said the same thing to me, and Panetta, and Biden, and Susan Rice. I went up to all of them, begging them to tell me what happened. And they all said that it was the video, mm-hmm. every one of them.
What's incredible, Charles, is you have contemporaneous notes. I mean, in a court of law, this is admissible if you were at that point, where you wrote down what she said. We are going to have the filmmaker arrested who was responsible for the death of my son. That's what you said at the time. When I interviewed Oz and Tig and Tonto, their first response was, who has motive to lie? Is it Mr. Woods? Is it Pat Smith? Is it Kate Quigley? Why do you think she said what she said about when they said somebody's lying? She said, it's not me.
Okay, that's enough of that. Okay, folks, you hear the emotion and frustration with this lady. This has been going on now for 5 years, or close to 5 years. Let's see, it was 9/11 in 2012, at least, so it's going on 5 years. But Megyn Kelly comes out, and she has the audacity, the blatant audacity, this left-wing gatekeeping phony hoard-out prostitute, and she tries to spin it and defends Hillary, suggesting to this poor lady that she is the one who was lying. This is an absolute outrage. Patricia states clearly, emotionally distraught, and as frustrated as she can be with the deception slapping her right in the face as she pleads with these maggots, and I'm talking about Panetta, I'm talking about Biden, I'm talking about Obama, I'm talking about Hillary Clinton, and they all stick to the same lie. And we've all heard it because she came out in a news conference and admitted it about this tape. And it's going to get worse as I continue, folks, okay? Hillary said it, Obama said it, Panetta said it, Joe Biden said it, Susan Rice said it. She went to every one of them and begged them to tell her what happened, and they all said it was the video. Now, who has the motivation to lie? Charles Woods, his father, Patricia Smith, Kate Quigley? Do they have any motivation to lie? No, I hear the music. We'll be back after the break. I'm going to continue with this. You better strap yourselves in on this one, folks, because I'm going to come unglued. Be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi folks, let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. And let me remind you, Hillary said it, Obama said it, Leon Panetta said it, Joe Biden said it, and Susan Rice said it. Who has the motivation to lie? Charles Woods, Patricia Smith, Kate Quigley? Woods wrote down what Hillary said, and it's admissible in a court of law. And I want you to remember that, folks, because I'm going to bring that up here just in a little while. And let's not forget, we've got this little jewel by our news Senate special counsel, the former FBI director Robert Mueller, who's been exhumed from the abyss by Rod Rosenstein to chair the Trump Russia hacking collusion joke, which has it's a nothing burger. There's no evidence there whatsoever. And we just heard this farce about Benghazi that went on and spent millions and millions of taxpayer dollars, and nothing has happened. So go ahead, Mike, and let's remind the audience with that 19-second clip by Robert Mueller what his thoughts were on the Benghazi investigation. Go ahead.
Do you think the Benghazi investigation was a failure?
No, absolutely not.
Getting people on the ground so late?
No. It is not a failure.
It was hard to get people on the ground, though.
It was. It's a unique situation. I'm not going to say it's not, because it is a unique situation and very difficult for us to operate.
Isn't it, though? After what you've just heard about this farce of an investigation, folks, regarding Benghazi, does that not tell us exactly what is going on and why they selected Mueller for their Russian collusion nothing burger? An absolute farce investigation. Another fixer, just like Comey. Just like Alan Dulles on the JFK assassination, of which I intend to flame and eviscerate tomorrow night. And so, after all of that, all the hurt, all the tears, all of the pleading for answers, all of the frustration by the Benghazi victims' families, all of the lies by Hillary and the administration, all of the hearings, all of the reports, all of the taxpayer dollars spent, and then both Patricia Smith and the American people are given yet the latest slap in the face and a big poo-poo burger. Then we've got this. This comes out the day before the Memorial Day weekend. How convenient. Talk about another slap in the face. Just when we're supposed to be honoring the deaths of our fallen soldiers. The ruling comes out the day before Memorial Day weekend, which is an absolute farce, which I'm going to get into here in just a bit. A federal judge in Washington has dismissed a lawsuit alleging that Hillary Clinton's lax security surrounding her emails led to the deaths of the two Americans that were killed in the 2012 attack on the U.S. diplomatic compound in Benghazi, Libya. In a ruling Friday, just before the weekend, how convenient. I want to clarify here, from what I understand, folks, there was a jury in this, and she dismissed it. She never let it go in front of a jury. In the ruling Friday, U.S. District Court Judge Amy Berman Jackson tossed out the wrongful death claims, which I'm going to get into shortly, as well as the allegations that Clinton essentially slandered the parents of the deceased by contradicting accounts of parents gave of the events related to their children's deaths. The suit was filed last August by Patricia Smith, the mother of the State Department Information Officer Sean Smith, and Charles Woods, the father of CIA operative Tyrone Woods. The parents sued weeks after Patricia Smith took to the stage at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland to deliver an emotional speech blasting the 2016 Democratic presidential nominee and for failing to save the four Americans who died in the Benghazi attack while she was Secretary of State. Both Smith, Woods, the CIA operative Glenn Doherty, and U.S. Ambassador to Libya Christopher Stevens all died in that attack. And Jackson dismissed. It didn't even come to a decision, folks, because there was a jury there. The judge threw it out. She dismissed the wrongful death portion of the suit on technical grounds after granting the State Department's motion to step in as the defendant on those claims. The Obama-appointed judge concluded that Clinton used her email in the course of her official duties. Everybody in the United States knows that's a farce. She had a private email server in her basement. That's not officially doing her duty. And Jackson cautioned that she was not opining on the appropriateness of Clinton's use of the private server or on whether what she said publicly about the Benghazi episode and its immediate aftermath. How convenient. The judge isn't going to opine on that. Of course not. That may have a jury, perk up and their radar might come up. Got a bone on the hour break. I'll be back in three. See you on the other side, folks. I got much more to come. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. On this decision, Judge Jackson cautioned that she was not going to opine on the appropriateness of Clinton's use of the private server or on whether she was what she said publicly about the Benghazi episode and its immediate aftermath. In other words, she's going to ignore that. She's not even going to talk about it. She went on to say, "Nothing about this decision should be construed as making any determination or expressing any opinion about the propriety of the use of the private email server or the content or accuracy of the statements made by the secretary to family members or to anyone else in the days following the Benghazi attacks." That was part of her opinion that she wrote. Jackson added that she was also not making a determination about whether Clinton's use of the private server was legal or not. In other words, she's going to just ignore it. We already know it's illegal. It was hacked 5 times. The Senate investigations where James Comey and the FBI were interviewed about this admitted it. This is absolutely outrageous. And for the purposes of the suit, it does not matter whether Secretary Clinton used a private email server lawfully or unlawfully. Really? If she used a server unlawfully, Judge, okay, and it was hacked 5 times, which was already proven in a court or in congressional hearings, and terrorists got a hold of that and found out where Christopher Stevens was, that's not a crime? Instead, the relevant inquiry is whether Secretary Clinton's electronic communications with State Department personnel about official business during her tenure were within the scope of her employment as the head of the State Department. We already know that her server in the basement wasn't within the scope, Judge. That's why you don't want to talk about that. Her actions, talking about Hillary, and this is from the judge, communicating with other State Department personnel and advisors about the official business of the department, get this, this makes me want to vomit, fall squarely within the scope of her duty to run the department and conduct the foreign affairs of a nation as Secretary of State. Oh, really? Evidently, you didn't listen to Comey's testimony of everything she did. The judge also rejected the defamation claims, concluding that Clinton's public statements that the family members were wrong about what she'd said to them about the motivation for the attack were not the equivalent of saying they lied. In short, Jackson concluded that Clinton was saying that the parents could be mistaken in their recollection. Well, they may be mistaken in their recollection, but are you mistaken in the recollection when Hillary Clinton blurted out that it was a video? We all heard it. Particularly given the impact of their children's death. Secretary Clinton did not refer to plaintiffs as liars. Jackson noted, the plaintiffs may find the candidate's statements in her own defense to be unpleasant or offensive, but Secretary Clinton did not portray the plaintiffs as odious, infamous, or ridiculous. To the contrary, the statements portray plaintiffs as normal parents grieving over the tragic loss of their loved ones. And in the days following the September 11th, 2012 assault in Benghazi, Clinton and other administration officials linked the attack to protests in various places in the Muslim world over an anti-Islam movie trailer released on the internet. However, U.S. intelligence officials ultimately concluded that the assault using mortars and other weapons was not a spontaneous outpouring of anger, but an organized attack. Yes, it was. It was an organized attack that was organized after hackers had got into the unauthorized server in the basement, found out where Christopher Stevens was. Hello, Judge. Conservatives have contended. What about Americans? Americans have contended that the Obama administration delayed acknowledging the pre-planned nature of the assault because it would have undercut Obama's campaign in the presidential election, which was then just weeks away. Clinton and other Obama aides have said the initial intelligence did link the attack to the widespread protests. The lawsuit's email-related claims redirected against the government were dismissed because suits against a federal agency for money damages must generally be presented to the agency involved before a court case is filed. This is a joke. This is beyond a joke, folks. A lawyer for Clinton, David Kendall, declined to comment on the decision. Really? Why? You can't comment on the decision because you know, David Kendall, that it's such a farce, there's nothing else that can be said. The attorney for Smith and Woods, Larry Klayman of Freedom Watch, vowed an appeal while slamming the decision as simply dishonest and an outrage. And that's an understatement. And by the way, folks, from my observation, outrage is, yes, definitely an understatement. Larry was being too nice. You guys would be bailing me out of jail if I was her attorney and witnessed such an atrocity. Klayman said his clients should have been allowed to force Clinton into a deposition to question her. But the judge would not even allow them to depose Hillary Clinton. Can you believe it? She should have been allowed a deposition to question her about the use of her private server he called illegal, which it was, we all know it was, but which former FBI Director James Comey, the fixer, said, well, it did not meet the standards for prosecution. That's part of the reason Comey's not there anymore. Klayman said Jackson should have allowed a jury to decide whether Clinton's statements were defamatory. The judge clearly put politics ahead of her oath of office as a judge and administrator to the law in a neutral, unbiased way. Judge Jackson, who is an Obama appointee and a Democrat, was clearly protecting Mrs. Clinton, and this intellectually dishonest decision will be appealed. My clients are confident of success, Klayman said. Judge Jackson, an Obama appointee and a Democrat. Is it any surprise, folks? Are we starting to get an even larger picture of how deep this swamp actually is and how stinky it actually is? They're everywhere, deeply embedded in every facet of this government and covering for each other. Lie upon lie upon lie. judicial decisions based on lies, distortions, political gain and protection, glad-handing, backslapping cockroaches infesting the legislative and judicial councils of our government who will say or do anything to hold on to their power. How do they expect the American people to have any confidence whatsoever in their system? And they go on to the point where they even hire another choker or fixer like Robert Mueller to oversee a complete melee of lies to try to connect Trump to a completely fictitious, contrived conspiracy in their attempts to either impeach or prosecute a sitting president that doesn't wish to totally acquiesce to their agenda. How dumb do they think we are? And this, out of the Associated Press, the federal judge threw out a lawsuit against Hillary Clinton by the parents of the two Americans killed with U.S. diplomats compound in Benghazi, Libya. The ruling of the former Secretary of State didn't defame them when disputing the allegations that she had lied. And this is just, I mean, I'm telling you, folks, I'm fit to be tied here. The lawsuit also alleged the former Democratic presidential candidate's use of a private email server caused the death of their sons. And they were right. It did. And it's already been shown and it's already been testified to by Comey and it's already been proven on five different hearings. It was hacked five times and this judge threw it out. It exposed terrorists to sensitive information because she had it in her basement and it was an unsecure server. They claimed Clinton lied when she allegedly told them it was a YouTube video that prompted the consulate attack. And that's exactly what they told her, and it was a lie, and we heard her say it ourselves. The untimely death of plaintiff's sons is tragic, and the court does not mean to minimize the unspeakable loss that plaintiffs have suffered in any way. And this was part of her 29-page report, the judge. But she also said that legal standards required the case to be dismissed. I want to know what those legal standards are. I want to see those legal standards. Show them to me, Judge. Berman ruled the parents didn't sufficiently challenge that Clinton wasn't acting in her official capacity when she used the private server. Really? What about the proof? What about the testimony of Comey? What about the private server in her basement? Berman writes that she didn't prove it? One of the parents, Patricia Smith, gave an emotional speech during the Republican National Convention, as I said, about all of this. Now, I'll tell you what, while I was sitting here tweaking this to put it up on the air, I ran across a statement that the attorney that filed the suit, Larry Klayman, from Judicial Watch, he's got, it's about an 8-minute clip, and I'm going to play it for you in its entirety, folks, because I'm telling you, this guy is... Well, he's not as pissed as I am, but he's pissed, okay? Mike, go ahead and play that final clip.
Well, I'm pleased to welcome in now Larry Klayman. He is the founder of Freedom Watch and a former federal prosecutor. Larry, welcome. Good to see you.
Bill, happy, blessed Memorial Day. Thank you for having me on.
You betcha, the same to you. I want to go back to a story that was just in the news headlines that a federal judge in Washington has dismissed a lawsuit alleging that Ms. Clinton's mishandling of emails led to the deaths of two Americans killed in Benghazi. The judge, Judge Amy Berman Jackson, tossed out the wrongful death claims as well as allegations that Clinton essentially slandered the parents of the deceased by contradicting accounts the parents gave of events related to their children's death. What's interesting in here, too, is in reading some stories and reading the opinion, the judge goes out of her way to avoid giving her opinion on the appropriateness of Clinton's use of a private server, and she does not comment on the lack of accuracy, or accuracy, however you want to look at it, at Secretary Clinton's comments immediately following Benghazi. That is, she didn't point out that Mrs. Clinton flat-out lied to the world and the American people about the causes of this attack in Benghazi. I'm interested in your reaction to this lawsuit being dismissed. You are a party to this, right?
Well, yes, we brought the lawsuit. Yeah. I brought the lawsuit. And let me give you a little background here, Bill, because it explains what happened. This judge is an appointee of President Obama, number one. Number two, she issues this opinion on the eve of Memorial Day. And I think that says a lot. It was extremely vindictive. Why would you do that if you weren't trying to make a political statement? And, of course, just a day earlier, Hillary Clinton signaled she wants to run for the presidency again. But why would you do that even Memorial Day when Ty Woods was a Navy SEAL? And in fact, Charles Woods is a Gold Star family member.
Right.
And Patricia Smith also lost her son. He was an undercover CIA agent at Benghazi. So that's just the background of it. But in terms of the legal ruling, we're confident it will be overturned on appeal, because she had no right to take away from the jury the issue of whether or not Mrs. Clinton lied when she said that this was just an attack spurred by a video of the Prophet Muhammad. She called our clients liars.
Yeah, Larry, I want to ask you about that. It's interesting because not in what I saw, and please correct me, what I saw, the judge went out of her way to avoid commenting or noting what Mrs. Clinton's comments were after the Benghazi attack, right? She just didn't even make a comment about the lie. And it was a lie. We all know that now. It was a lie that she told everyone.
Right. And that defamed our clients, who were seriously emotionally hurt. They lost their sons, and they're being called liars over, in fact, what they were told was the reason for the deaths of their sons. Now, that's just the defamation claim. The other claim was wrongful death, because it was the use of Mrs. Clinton's private email server, which was hacked, admittedly five times, even by Comey and the FBI, that led to terrorists knowing the whereabouts of Ambassador Chris Stevens, which resulted in the deaths of our clients. Now, the judge claims she did that within the scope of her government authority as Secretary of State. But to use a private email server is not part of her duties as Secretary of State. So we said, no, she's not immune from that either.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, the judge would not even allow for a deposition to be taken, which is required when the government tries to step in and say, well, this defendant is acting within the scope of her authority, and we're going to assume the defense. That's what the Obama Justice Department tried to do. So the decision was entirely wrong. And this judge just bought herself an ethics complaint because she let her politics rule over her oath of office to be a judge. I'm filing an ethics complaint on my own behalf as a lawyer. My clients have too much dignity to do that. I mean, their sons have been hurt.
Yeah.
But this judge is part and parcel to the 70 to 80% judges that are on the bench today that run interference for Obama, for Clinton, and everybody else. They're 70% nominated by the Clintons and the Obamas. And that's the problem. And that's why President Trump loses every case, because courts are so packed. We have a judicial selection strike force coalition where we're recommending good independent judges. I don't think judges should be conservative, liberal, or moderate. They should be independent. They should follow the law. This judge is simply a political hack. And that's the reality. And that's what happened here. And the fact that she issued this decision on the eve of Memorial Day to try to hurt my clients, I'm enraged.
You know, I'm not enraged.
Let me be more enraged.
And I'm not taking away from your outrage. I just want to tell you that as a longtime journalist, I suspect the reason the timing for this decision was because she wanted it buried. She didn't want anybody to notice what happened. And you're here talking about it, so clearly that strategy did not work out.
You know, not that Harvard educated has good sense, but she's undergraduate and law school educated. She knew better than to issue that on the eve of Memorial Day when my clients are grieving for their fallen sons who happen to be heroes, an undercover CIA agent, and in SEAL Team 6. Okay, so that's a cheap shot. I'm sorry if I sound, you know, emotional, but I am, because this is what we're dealing with in the judiciary today. It's literally built a cesspool, and this is an outrage. And the American people should be outraged. It doesn't matter whether you're left, right, or center. You don't do that, and you don't try to bury it. I agree with you. She did it in part because of that.
That's what she wanted to do.
But you don't bury it before a holiday.
No, the timing of it was definitely insulting to the parents in this case. But companies would release bad news on Friday night because nobody read the Saturday paper, right? They'd get it out there. It'd be in the Saturday paper, and nobody would see it. So this is what this feels like. The timing of this ruling feels like that to me.
Let me tell you, there's also a backdrop to this, okay? And that is, you know, I've been fighting her and her husband for years. I'm the only lawyer ever to have a court rule that her husband, Bill Clinton, committed a crime when he violated the Privacy Act and released the White House file of a woman he sexually abused in the Oval Office, Kathleen Willey. So, you know, she's never been touched. But now they've got protection. Obama and Clinton have protection. Also, you know, with the NSA, we now know that Obama has been surveilling virtually everyone illegally. And mm-hmm. that's a decision by the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. He thinks he's above the law, too. And when in this country are we going to hold people accountable? But we have these hack judges who protect the politicians because they got them their jobs. They want higher appointments. And even another judge on this court, I won't say who it is, said to me confidentially when it was assigned to her. Her name is Amy Berman Jackson.
Right.
He said, "You can forget it, Larry. You know where you're going to, you're not, the thing's not going to be dismissed. You can forget it." Another judge on that court.
Really quickly, I got 20 seconds left. You're filing an appeal, I'm assuming tomorrow.
Yes, we are filing an appeal on that. And I'm filing an ethics complaint as well.
All right.
Judge.
Larry, I got to run. Unfortunately, thank you for your time, and I appreciate your outrage, and emotion's always welcome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you.
God bless you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. In summation, well, almost summation, she issues an opinion on the eve of Memorial Day weekend, which is an ultimate slap in the face to not only the families grieving for their fallen family members, but us as the American people. And she would not allow the video introduced as evidence so a jury could view it, taking a look to see the credible evidence, and took it away from the sight of the jury. And then she has the audacity to call the plaintiffs liars. She would not allow private server evidence into the courtroom to prove wrongful death, as it was admitted by Comey and the FBI in congressional hearings that Clinton's private server was hacked at least five times. And that led to the terrorists discovering the location of Ambassador Stevens and the other Americans that were killed. The judge claimed what Clinton did was within the scope of her Secretary of State authority, which was a total facade, as we all know, that the private server Clinton had that was hacked was not within her authority. That's what those hearings were all about. The judge would not allow Hillary to be deposed, which was against judicial protocol. I mean, this is just, you know, taking a trip further down memory lane, folks, how can they expect the American people to have any confidence whatsoever in their judicial system? Now, I mean, us, the veteran listeners, all know it's a farce, but I mean, this is just like in-your-face farce. Is there any question at all now about those two patriots, one of them that was in the middle of a trial, that just walked out mid-trial, called it like it was, called it a farce, and went home? And you know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about Ed Brown and his wife, who had one of those ankle bracelets on, was over her son's house awaiting her trial, and she just busted that thing off and went to be with her husband. What else would they expect? And John and I went up there and tried to, you know, make amends or to at least get the case thrown out and retried. And our buddy across Austin over there, you know, threw a monkey wrench into that one. So, again, I pose the question, how can they expect the American people to have any confidence whatsoever when Obama and Clinton and all these cockroaches have just embedded these, you know, less than ethical judges and put them on the bench? This is outrageous. I went on to do a little digging on this lady, and I couldn't find a heck of a lot. I found something that was rather interesting I'm going to share with you, though. She presided over the August 2013 sentencing of former U.S. Representative Jesse Jackson, Jr. and his wife, Sandy Jackson. Now, Jesse Jackson, Jr., I'm sure you all know, is, you know, the son of Jesse Jackson, Sr. But Jesse Lewis Jackson, Jr., is a former Democratic American congressman who represented Illinois' 2nd Congressional District in the United States House of Representatives from 1995 until his resignation in 2012. He's the son of activist and former presidential candidate Jesse Jackson, and prior to his career in elected office, worked for his father in both the Elder Jackson's 84 presidential campaign and his social justice, civil rights, and political activism organization. Got a top-of-the-hour break coming up. I'll continue with this when we get back. Second hour, open up the phone lines, and you can call up and vent as well. Be right back.
There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.